Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 4. Hola a todos, ¿cómo estamos? Carmen, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, Mark, ¿y tú? ¿Qué tal todo?
Bien.
¿Sí?
Bien, muy bien.
Me alegro.
Bien, esta semana tenemos otro texto para vosotros y esta semana vamos a leer el diario de María otra vez. Now, if this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break Spanish that you've ever listened to, you should know that there's a full back catalogue of lessons available where you can go from the absolute basics of Spanish up to a very advanced level with the season 4 of our show.
Mark, tengo una preguntita para ti. Did you manage to use the expression that we learned last week?
That wonderful expression about ceja.
Perfecto.
Ceja y ceja.
Entre ceja y ceja.
Entre ceja y ceja. Well, yes and no.
Okay.
That I didn't manage to use it in a conversation, but I do something. As a language learner, and I still feel I'm learning Spanish all the time, I keep a diary. And every
like
night...
Like Maria?
Yes, like Maria.
Uh-huh.
Every night I write in my diary in a language that I learn.
Perfect.
And one night this week, I did indeed write a diary entry in which I used that expression.
Okay, tell me, how did you use it?
Well, I was out for lunch with my mum. And as usual, my mum wanted to pay.
Okay.
But I was determined that she was not going to pay. So in my diary entry, I was able to write, se me ha metido entre ceja y ceja que iba a pagar yo.
Perfecto, Mark. Muy bien hecho.
I was determined that I was going to pay. I got the idea in my head and I couldn't get rid of it.
Perfecto. Estoy muy orgullosa de ti.
Perfecto. Bueno, vamos a seguir con el texto de hoy, ¿no?
Vale.
Como siempre, vamos a escuchar o leer el texto de María, todos juntos, y luego después os doy una explicación del texto en inglés.
Pues vamos a ello, Marc.
Perfecto.
Querido diario, ayer fue un viernes muy emocionante. Estaba nerviosa cuando fui a recoger a Rory al aeropuerto. Muy nerviosa. Tan nerviosa que, como no había sitio para aparcar, dejé el coche en doble fila. Fui corriendo a buscarle, hecha un manojo de nervios. Le vi, tan guapo como siempre, y nos fundimos en un abrazo largo. Demasiado largo. Cuando volvimos al coche, tenía una multa de aparcamiento. ¡Qué desastre! Después de que se me pasara el enfado, fuimos a comer a casa de mis padres, en Binissalem, el centro de la isla. Y entonces era Rory el que estaba nervioso. Y yo, más contenta que unas pascuas. Comimos ensalada y pescadito al horno. De postre, mi madre hizo un gató con helado de almendra, una tarta típica de las Islas Baleares. ¡Riquísimo! Y probamos un vino blanco de los viñedos de mis padres, cosecha del 2009, una añada muy buena. Rory estaba un poco tímido, pero tuvimos una comida muy agradable, charlando de lo tarde que se come en España y de lo pronto que se come en Escocia. Creo que se cayeron bien. Después de tomar cafés y tés, me llevé a Rory a dar un paseo por los viñedos y le acompañé en coche a dejar la maleta a su nueva habitación con vistas al mar, en el Hotel de Consuelo. Después cogimos el coche y fuimos al puerto de Andratx y llegamos justo para ver la puesta de sol. Rory estaba eufórico, no paraba de repetir «¡El paisaje está de foto!» y se reía. La verdad es que fue una apuesta impresionante. El cielo rojizo se reflejaba en el agua del mar y la temperatura del aire era deliciosa. Y fuimos a cenar a un restaurante que tiene terraza al lado del embarcadero. Hablamos de lo divino y de lo mundano y me estuvo explicando lo difícil que es escoger un buen tema para su doctorado en biología marina. Bueno, aún tiene todo el verano por delante. Estoy segura de que en Mallorca encontrará la inspiración. La cena fue sublime. Pedimos los platos más caros del menú. Un día es un día, ¿no? Y brindamos por la isla y por el verano que nos espera. ¡Qué romántico! Un beso y hasta pronto. María.
Bueno, hoy tenemos un texto muy romántico, ¿verdad, Marc?
Sí, con la puesta del sol en el puerto de Andratx.
Espectacular.
I think it's time to go through the text in English, and I'll give you a little explanation, a summary of the text in English. So we join Maria the day after she collected Rory from the airport. He's arrived in Mallorca, and when he arrived, she was very nervous. In fact, so nervous that she ended up double parking her car at the airport and was given a parking ticket. They went, as planned, to have lunch with Maria's parents. It was Rory's turn to be a bit nervous, but they had a delicious lunch of typical Mallorcan fare, accompanied by a delicious wine from her parents' 2009 harvest.
Bebimos un vino blanco de los viñedos de mis padres, cosecha del 2009, una añada muy buena.
A very good year, apparently. During the meal, they talked about the fact that for a Scot, lunch seemed to be very late, but as Maria points out, Spaniards feel that the meals are very early in Scotland. After lunch, Maria and Rory went for a walk in the vineyards, and then she took him to Consuelo's hotel, where he dropped off his luggage in his room.
Le acompañé en coche a dejar la maleta a su nueva habitación con vistas al mar, en el hotel de Consuelo.
Una habitación con vistas al mar, no less. Afterwards, they went to the port of Andratx, arriving just in time for a beautiful sunset. Rory was very impressed with the sunset and the scenery. They ended up eating in a restaurant with a terrace beside the quay, and they spent their time chatting about everything under the sun.
Hablamos de lo divino y de lo mundano.
Or perhaps they chatted about everything and nothing. And Rory explained how difficult he's finding it to choose a theme for his thesis. Maria is sure that he'll find his inspiration in the beautiful island of Mallorca. They had a delicious dinner of the most expensive dishes on the menu and toasted to the summer which awaits them.
Y brindamos por la isla y por el verano que nos espera.
Brindar is a funny word, I find it. a strange word. Brindar means to toast.
Sí.
And you call a toast un brindis.
Un brindis, exacto.
So that's a toast when you raise your glasses to something. And it's un brindis por something.
Exacto.
Because it's a brindis on behalf of something. It's another use of that por. And here we can brindar por, in this case, la isla, y por el verano, que nos espera, which is waiting for us. The other thing to think about is brindamos is the preterite tense. We toasted the summer and the island. But in the present tense, it would sound the same.
Brindamos, igualmente.
But how would we say let's toast something? In that situation, we're using a slightly different form. It is, of course, the subjunctive, because we're using a command form. Even if it's a we do something, let's do something, we would say
brindemos.
Brindemos. So if ever you're in the situation where you're wanting to toast something or to raise your glass, then you can say brindemos, let's toast, and you can brindar por algo.
Exacto. También puedes utilizar vamos a brindar por.
Vamos a brindar por
el verano.
El verano. So there you have it. Now, this is when we say goodbye to our listeners who are listening to the preview version of this episode. Once again, you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com to find out more about how you can access the full version of this week's episode and indeed access our transcripts, our bonus audio materials and our translation challenges. That's all at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com.
Adiós.
Adiós a todos y muchas gracias. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.